Chapter 225. The excellence of observing psalm, fasting in the months of Muharram and Shaban and the sacred months. 1246. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the best month for observing psalm, fasting, next after Ramadan is the month of Allah, the Muharram, and the best salat, prayer, next after the prescribed salat, is salat at night, the Hajjud prayers." Muslim. Commentary. Reference of the month to Allah is a sign of its distinction and auspiciousness, like Baitullah, Naqatullah, etc. Muharram is one of the sacred months, and it is this month with which the Islamic year starts. The other three sacred months are Rajab, Dhul-Qadah, and Dhul-Hijjah. The Hadith points out that fasting in the month of Muharram is better than any other month of the year after Ramadan. 1247. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, did not observe voluntary psalm, fasting, so frequently during any other month as he did during Shaban. He observed psalm throughout the month of Shaban." Another narration is, "He, peace be upon him, observed psalm during the whole month of Shaban, except a few days." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. We learn from another hadith the reason why the Prophet, peace be upon him, kept a greater number of psalm in the month of Shaban. He did so because deeds are presented before Allah during this month. For this reason, he liked that when his deeds were presented, he should be observing psalm. Nasai, on the authority of Usama radiallahu anhu. In spite of this distinction of Shaban, Muslims have been ordered to observe psalm in the first fortnight only, and not in the second, in order to maintain their energy and vitality for the obligatory psalm, i.e. Ramadan. The Prophet, peace be upon him, had greater spiritual strength, and psalm did not cause him weakness due to his strength. Again, by virtue of this strength, he would sometimes even observe psalm, which is termed psalm al-visal, observing psalm continuous without a break in the evening. But he has forbidden his followers from such psalm. 1248. Reported by Mujiba al-Bahliya on the authority of her father or uncle that he visited the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, once and then went to see him again after a year. His appearance had totally changed. He asked the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, if he had recognized him. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked, "Who are you?" He replied, "I am al-Bahli, who visited you last year." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "You were quite handsome. What has changed your appearance so much?" He replied, "Since my departure from here, I have not eaten anything except at night." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, remarked, "You have put yourself to torture. Observe psalm, fasting, during the month of patience, i.e. Ramadan, and fast one day from each month." He submitted, "Permit me to observe more voluntary fasts because I have the capacity to do so." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Then observe fasts for 2 days in every month." He said, "Permit me to observe more." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Observe fasts on 3 days in every month." He requested that he should be allowed to observe more fasts. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Fast 3 days during the sacred months and omit fasting for 3 days alternatively." He, peace be upon him, joined his three fingers together and left them apart while repeating this sentence thrice. Abu Dawud. Commentary. The name of Mujiba Bahliya's father was Abdullah bin Harith al-Bahli. And if this incident relates to his uncle, his name is not well known. In any case, he used to take meals at night only. That is, he used to observe psalm daily. Because of this routine, his health was greatly affected, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, prohibited him from observing psalm daily and stressed that he should keep psalm thrice a month only, especially in the sacred months. With the formula of tenfold reward, he could thus get a reward of 30 days of psalm in a month. This is how he would be reckoned as one who observes psalm throughout the year. People with weak health should not observe more than 3 psalm in a month. Those who are healthy are allowed to observe more psalm, but it will be well if they do so in the style of the Prophet Dawud, peace be upon him, that is, on alternate days.